Tuesday, November 21st, Common Council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman DeAndrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayor?
Is excused for the moment.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
Is excused.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join our pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, I want to wish everybody a great Thanksgiving. I know personally I've got a lot to be thankful for this year. A lot of changes happening for me, fortunately for the better. Sympathies to Alderman DeAndrea on the loss of his father this past week. And have a great holiday. Move on to item B1, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and speak your piece.
Hello, my name is Sarah Beck. I'm at 1951 North Whipple Street, Apartment 1, in Chicago, Illinois, 60647. I'm the development director on item G7, the Lakeview at Franklin, and I'm here to answer any questions that the council has. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Anyone else? Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I'll close the citizens' comment period. Also in your packet, item B2, Alderman Barber.
Is Richard here? Richard Novelli? Or Novell?
Okay. You don't have to read it.
No. I'd like to enter this proclamation into the record, though, because one of my constituents, who is a 5-year pancreatic cancer survivor, brought these facts to my attention, and it's the National Pancreatic Cancer Month this month. So I ask that this be presented this evening as making Franklin in November the Pancreatic Cancer Month, the recognition of that illness and awareness.
Thank you very much. Move on to item C1, the approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting of November 7th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The special Common Council meeting minutes of November 14th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to reports and recommendations. Item G1, a donation by the Southeastern Wisconsin DARE officers for the DARE program.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2, civic celebrations. We refer back to them. The additional day with the Big Bad Voodoo Daddies, and the commission met last night, and the recommendation, Mr. Bergner, was?
We will start at 5 o'clock on the 3rd to avoid any problems with City Hall operations and just have the Doo-Wop Daddies come back next year.
Is there a motion to place the report on file?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
After, if you're going to place it on file, there is additional information that directs.
Authorize the chairman to execute contracts for entertainment.
Okay.
That's your motion?
So move, or amend the motion.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, John. Thanks, Bob. Have a good Thanksgiving. Item G3 is a resolution authorized construction of a public street and sidewalk upon lands supporting natural resources, 7333 South 27th Street. Alderman Wilhelm.
Okay. I had a couple different things. I tried to catch everything. I had questions on the page 21 where it talked about the removal of the native black cherry, hawthorn, and dogwood. And I didn't have a chance to talk to the developer on that, but I'm guessing they're only going to do those that are declining, and that's not removing others.
Mr. Deedle.
I believe
believe they were just clearing everything out, even the native species, just to make room for the restoration that they were going to do in place.
I'm not understanding.
So I think they want to reestablish the wetland as a grass-type wetland and get rid of all the shrubs and trees that are in it.
Okay. I don't even consider black cherry as really, you know, and dogwood, I don't know. I would request that they try to keep at least some of the native species in there if possible. I don't know. I guess it won't be that big of a deal, so.
Is there a motion to approve?
Yeah, I'll make the motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing Alderman Dandrea.
I'm reading that item. It says removal of declining or weak native species to allow growth of other native species. Native yeah. tree species to be selectively removed include. So I think they're targeting the declining and weak native species. But
page 35 has more.
Oh, you said page 21.
Yeah, and then it's continuing over to page 35 where it talks about.
Sure, you're directing staff to look at
yeah.
what the development.
Right.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4 is a resolution approving a development agreement for a multifamily housing commercial development located at 7332 South 27th Street. Alderman Wilhelm.
Okay. I'm sure we got everything. I had on page 55 and under the snow removal and ice control. The responsible for snow removal and ice control reads on all city streets. If there's only one street, I didn't want any wanted that to be clarified so in the future no one thought that it would include any of the other development area streets, parking, drives. So I asked that staff look into to change that language on in that section.
Mr. City Engineer, item D on page 55. It doesn't need a discussion. Just make sure it's singular, not plural. Street, not streets.
Correct.
Is there a motion?
And then on item, a couple of things I'd like to have is 14. There's no reference to mitigation and development requirements. And I didn't know the status of the demolition. And there's no money held back for demolition. And I think those were the only items I had.
Staff will look into those things. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve with the condition of mitigation, demolition, and the singular street correction.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 is a resolution to authorize the construction of a public street upon lands in part supporting natural resources features located at approximately 9733 South 76th Street. We'll go with Alderman Nelson on this one because it's his district.
Just a couple things. Got a few calls on this. And one of the things that needs to definitely be put in this, and I'll just to reiterate what the staff has right above the action requested part, that the applicant prepare a woodland mitigation replacement plan only for those portions of the mature woodland be removed which are located inside the water main and associated temporary construction easements for development of city development review and approval prior to issuance of building permit. There was a few questions I got or a few calls I got on this about the number of trees, and it's going to be replaced with this grass and not a hardwood or not any tree replacement. That was a big concern. I don't know if we can address
it. It's an easement for a sewer.
I understand that.
There's also trees on top of a sewer.
I understand that. It's a water main. But the
water main, sorry, yeah.
But the question was brought to me, if that's simply planting grass around it, and there's a footage.
Mr. City Attorney, Engineer.
I believe that was the intent, plant grass.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Deal, can I add to that?
The easement will need to be maintained so they can get access to the pipe if they ever make corrections. The temporary construction easement, probably, so staff's suggestion is there be trees planted. It would be outside those easements, but adjacent to those easements for any trees that they would take down. The idea being here, of course, is it's an easement for a water main now, and grass is an acceptable mitigation measure, restoration method by the UDO, ignoring the fact of whatever was there before the water main. However, this is also the road approval, which is going to be wider than the water main extension. So any trees that they would take down outside these easements are what we're suggesting be replaced. They're hoping that they don't have to take any trees down outside the easement, but be sure about that. That's what we want. That's why we only made the suggestion to make sure. But if the council likes that condition, it's only a suggestion. You have to make it a condition of this approval.
And that's what I wish to do.
So there's been no motion. It's been no motion mode. There's been no motion made. So, and it's your district, Alderman.
Right. So I'll make the motion to approve with that verbiage. If you want to put back in that what you just said, so it's
Mr. Deal.
Sounds smart.
You would wish me to read it,
or point us to it so it can go in the record. The staff recommendation on page 3 of your recommendation.
Yep. So staff would be recommending that the woodlands within the future public street right away and outside the construction easement for the water main. Oops, I lost my track. Yes. So that the staff recommends, it's recommended that the applicant prepare a woodland mitigation replacement plan only for those portions of the mature woodland to be removed, which are located outside the water main and associated construction easements.
And that would be a condition in the ordinance. Any other discussion? Alderman Wilhelm.
Mr. Deedle, does that take in consideration the 80th Street concern?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's from all the way from the existing water main to the south end of this project.
Okay. So if the future 80th Street road goes in, it would address
yes.
that. Okay.
Next property owners to the north would not have to do this over again.
Now, I just have a question, because in the previous ordinance that we adopted, it says it shall be designed and reviewed pursuant to practical alternative analysis in a priority manner, first consider alternative locations, second to minimize the amount of disturbance, and third to include mitigation. And it goes on, in the city forest shall perform an on-site inspection, and that it should be reasonable and necessary and in the public's interest. And that's all in a previous document that was required. Was this looked at for the impacts to the water and sewer lines? Because couldn't they have gone somewhere else if this would have been looked at ahead of time?
Yes, we pointed that out. There was an early staff suggestion that the water main be up and down 76th Street. But when they requested the survey, the council decided not to require that location. So we just point out that fact here.
Do you recall the council chambers filled with people angry at us?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
or even suggesting.
Well, I guess I would like to see in the future that we pay a little more attention to where those lines are going to go, because the developers know they need these things, and if we're going to have some clause that lets them get off the hook by putting essential services in there, and then they can take all their impacts to what few trees we have in the city of Franklin, and not have to do any compensation for the city. And so that, you know, I don't think that's a very good way to do business for our residents, because that's one of the things they appreciate about Franklin. Okay.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6 is a resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a subdivision development agreement for Park Circle Condos at 9733 South 76th Street. Alderman Nelson.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
I'd like the tree cost to reflect what the developer in my district has to pay. And that would be on one of the exhibits. Should be equal.
Page 17 and 18. So 17 is exhibit D. Should be $400 instead of $300. And page 18 says $350. That should all be equal.
And then also,
Wait a minute. Let's do this right. Page 17 under street trees, the number is not $300 but $400 per lot, right?
Correct.
And the other change is on page 16?
Number 4. Number 8. Page 18, activity number 4.
And that number goes to 400.
And then on, I believe if it can be addressed in either 13 or 14, probably maybe the best in 14. Homeowner association documents shall include a declaration of restrictions and covenants specify the preservation of all the existing detention basins, landscaping, and entering ways. And how about we add and conservation easement areas so the homeowner association documents reflect that there are conservation easement areas. We always get that, oh, we didn't know about that. So let's put them right in the HOA docs. Those are my suggestions, Alderman Nelson.
Alderman Nelson.
I'll modify that to include that.
Are you clear, Again. Sandy and Joel? Clear?
Just for clarification, we're talking about putting those with protective covenants, not the HOA documents, correct?
HOA documents?
The HOA bylaws, or are we talking about the deed restrictions? And what specifically might you say HOA documents?
I'll let city attorney speak to them. And what's most necessary.
I didn't catch the point.
This is this is condition 13 of the developer's agreement. It says a subdivider shall create a homeowners association for all of that. And said homeowners association documents, not specified, shall include all of those items.
Right, including the conservation easements, because a lot of times the association documents are given to the association with nothing about conservation easements on them. Woodlands of Franklin is a good example of how things were on two different pages and got missed.
Mayor, you're referencing paragraph 13 on page 5?
19, page 19.
19. 14 mainly. I wanted to add it to the end of 14.
Yeah, it's not mixed up paper. What I wrote red was on page 19.
19, item 14, adding the word conservation areas, conservation easements to 14.
Your motion is subject to technical corrections by the city attorney and the city engineer.
I don't see any problem with that. It's the requirement is that...
Sure. My question is just the deed restrictions. Is that where you're looking to have those listed?
Declaration of restrictions and covenants.
Sure. Perfect.
Any other discussion on that motion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G7 is a resolution to amend 2017-7246, imposing conditions and restrictions and special use for two-story independent multifamily senior independent living apartment complex development use located at 3709 West College Avenue. Alderman Wilhelm.
Do most of you have in front of you the revised resolution?
Are we going to do minuscule or are we going to do big picture? Please.
There are a couple changes in here, like the age correction,
These pages are.
I don't think anybody has them.
Just all the ones below.
And the clerk now has one. She can share with the mayor. Okay, so the first one is the first whereas, where it says 55 years should be changed to 60 years.
Wait a minute. Is this subject of this agenda item?
Alderman Wilhelm is asking for additional changes to the resolution.
The resolution begins on page 96.
Thank you.
I'm making corrections to the resolution on page 96.
Good. That's what we need to know.
Okay.
All right. So on the second whereas, two-thirds of the way down.
Correct.
There's a
55 years to 60 years.
Okay.
Because that's the restriction the developer is putting on there.
Do you have a copy of this?
No, I'll get it from Joel tomorrow.
Okay.
The next one is at now, therefore, it be resolved, item number one.
It's on page two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd like to add after October 30th, 2017, because of the landscape plan complications, you remember, Mayor, the Plan Commission, because it says pursuant to that date, stamped October 30th, as amended, this is the addition, as amended, to include elevation changes to the detached garages, elevation changes to the west and east ends of the apartment building, retaining wall changes, that was switched from possibly the west side to the east side and may not be there at all, additional garage or garbage dumpsters and recycled containers, so there's less amount of traffic coming in and out, lighting changes, landscape changes for review and approval by the Department of City Development and the District Alderperson prior to issuance of a building permit. On number 8, amendment to the Special Use Resolution, page 3, landscaping shall be installed per the sheets that are there, but after the date again, October 30th, 2017, as amended to include 4 inches minimum mulching depth, and a note that plantings from the Wisconsin State Identified Invasive Species List shall not be allowed. Furthermore, planting locations shall allow flexibility via Department of City Development review and input from the district alderperson to accommodate the apartment's open space needs, Milwaukee County, and the adjoining residents' screening and approved aesthetic value needs. That was because the developer wanted more open space in the backyard, and we were requiring the higher density landscape. So we said that as long as they put in the proper amount of landscaping, we would work with them to leave some open space in the yard area. The last one I had was regarding adding item 14, which would be 2 entrance lights shall be at the maximum of 20 feet in height, and the parking lot lighting shall be a maximum 15 feet in height. A revised lighting plan shall be submitted to the City of Development. Sarah from the development team has asked me to include the lighting in number 1. Mr. Deedle does have lighting changes included in that. The reason for that is the residential height maximum is 15. The lights in the area are mostly 15. I'm fine with the lights out by the road being 20-foot poles, but I think 15 feet is high enough inside the parking area that's right next to the people that have the decks in the back. And those are my changes, and with that, I'll make the motion to approve.
Is there a second?
A second.
Discussion of the motion? With the additions, is there all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Go to item G8, a resolution for a professional services contract with Ari Smith for the intersection evaluation of Drexel Avenue and 51st Street. There's 5 of you involved in this. So,
as you recall, we had a sewer pack do a study on the intersection, and they had a proposal. We discussed this a couple meetings ago, Okay. We discussed this a couple meetings ago, and the item was tabled. Regardless of the selected alternative, staff would recommend that we hire R.A. Smith. They have a they are a transportation firm that has a lot of experience designing both kinds of intersections. Upon studying the report, R.A. Smith, as a design engineer, had some concerns about some of the assumptions done by SewerPAC that was really just a proposal. So I've asked R.A. Smith to actually come here and discuss to you a proposal that I've asked them to put together that would maybe look at both alternatives and further explain the pros and cons of both benefits. And regardless of how we go, we want to make sure this is done correctly.
So. I'll make the motion to authorize an execution of professional service contract for R.A. Smith for the intersection evaluation of West Drexel Avenue and 51st Street, not to exceed the amount of $8,000 pending legal review and technical corrections.
Second.
Mr. Liberta.
The motion should be clarified to indicate that at the end from contingency appropriations of the capital improvement fund, because it isn't an item.
I'll add that to my motion.
Same.
You okay, Paul? Better be. That's your boss that said that. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G9, resolution authorizing change order to reduce the contract price for the bridge.
So moved.
Second.
Oh, Oliver Nelson, you don't want to move that?
So moved. All good.
That's fine. I'll give it to him.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 10 is a resolution authorized purchase of a fuel management system from Badger Oil in the amount of $13,690.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
If you could, Paul, do you want to speak other than, if we could just say as amended, because the resolution includes the year 2017 in.
We're asking that the
fourth whereas
insert the year 2017 so it reads whereas 2017 capital outlay contingency appropriations, just to be clear as to which appropriation we're using.
That's part of the motion. Both
yes.
Maker and second acknowledge it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G11, the city audit agreement.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion on motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G12 is a resolution authorized designating 2017 capital improvement fund appropriations for the replacement of City Hall telephone and voicemail system upgrade of police department's.
Excuse me.
Voicemail system upgrade, a police department squad car, associated radio, and a drug vault ventilation system with the appropriation saved from the Police Communication Center project. Alderman Wall.
Yeah, so moved.
I'll second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G13 is a health and dental insurance plan, claim administration service, stop loss broker service, and a voluntary long-term disability life and accidental health and dismemberment insurance policy. Mr. Liberta.
During the budget process, we talked at length about the modifications to the health plan and worked with both Business Healthcare Group and United Healthcare and our broker Diversified in getting a plan design that would bring us the savings anticipated and needed in the budget. So this takes the next step and identifies that we're actually staying with United Healthcare for the next year, which was anticipated because last year they gave us a two-year fee approval, but we still reconfirmed them each year. Same thing with Diversified and our provider for life, accidental health, and dismemberment, who won a sort of a bid process last year, has agreed to keep their rates the same. So we don't actually have to execute anything. But I felt it appropriate that the Common Council reconfirmed that in their action this year, since it wasn't listed in last year's action that it was a two-year agreement.
Motion to authorize.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's do the other ones first. Licenses, Alderman Wilhelm. H1.
Okay. Operator Sierra Kistling approved pending application or applicant contacting the clerk's office. Operator Brittany Acne approved. Paramajit Crew approved. Merrick Larson approved. Carrie McCracken approved. Eric Mulster approved. Ann Molenpaugh approved. Joseph Radamski approved. Cheryl Sadowski approved. Jason M. Specker update application approved for an update application related to the background check.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item I-1. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of November 16, 2017 in the amount of $1,133,255.34 and payroll dated November 9, 2017 in the amount of $388,803.91 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $236,386.01 plus city matching payments. An estimated payroll dated November 24th, 2017, estimated at $374,000. Payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $419,000 plus city matching payments.
Madam Clerk. So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, no noes, no absence. I'm sorry, two absent. With that, folks, we've come to the business items, except for item G14, which is a closed session item. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.851 sub G? I've got to read it. To confer with the legal counsel for common counsel's rendering advice considering a strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to subject litigation and re-enter open session, same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, no noes. It's 7:17. We're back in open session. Attorney Braithwaite, you have a suggested action for the Common Council.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The motion would be to approve the settlement in the Lowe's versus City of Franklin lawsuit involving the tax assessment for 2016, 2017, and 2018. The agreed assessed value for 2016 would be $8,292,420. The agreed assessed value for 2017 would be $8 million. And the agreed assessed value for 2018, absent the construction of improvements, would be $7,255,867. And I guess you could note that the refund, at least for 2016, has been initially calculated at $34,183.51. And the refund for 17, if necessary, will be calculated based on the 2017 tax rate.
Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion of the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?